The following is a presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos.
Always enjoy being here. Looking forward to the Christina Liu Show.
And that's what we're going into right now, the Christina Liu Show. And we just, you know what? A good point was made in reference to, we have two shows. And it's tremendous because we have an hour show, which is an interview of a different person every week. And then we have an hour show, which is the Christina Liu Show, which is a merging of talk of the town and recipes and exercise programs. I don't know, whatever else we want to talk about. But I just want to acknowledge that our guest of October 30th, Robert Zimmerman, did a tremendous job. Really, he's a Democratic National Committeeman, and I understand after talking to him why he is that. He's well informed. He cares, which is the most important part. People have to own what they do in my life, as far as I'm concerned. And when you have somebody who owns it, and actually, I'm looking at Otto, and I'm going to tell Otto, you own what you do, because you're a volunteer for Project Independence and number one volunteer. Because you own it. You want to be here. It's not like, I don't really care. And you've. I know over this past 6 months, you've adjusted your schedule when we've changed things, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm very appreciative of it. And I know sometimes I haven't been here, but I know you're always here. So at the end of the day, it works out perfect. So talking about people owning things. And then, of course, we have Christina. And without her, she owns everything. I mean, she really is. I mean, that's an important thing because I don't like people around me that just exist. You know, anybody we've had on, it seems as past guests, it wasn't like, oh, you know, they gave me $10,000 raise, so I took the job even though I don't like it. No, you're doing it because you love it. And it's something you really want to do and you're enjoying yourself. And anyway, that's my little.
You know, I agree with you 1,000%. I know in my business world, people maybe who didn't have met maybe quite as much talent, or maybe they weren't as smart, but the facts are they were so engaged in what they were doing that they became good at it,
right?
Because they had the right attitude. You know, maybe they were missing a little here and there, but the bottom line is whatever they had, they used to the fullest of their capability because they were really engaged in it. And they wanted to do it. You know, I always say you have to have the will to want to do whatever it is you're doing. And
right.
If you don't have that will, you're just going to float through. And it's, you know, life is, we're here for one shot, you know. I haven't figured out a way to get two out of it, but, you know.
When you tell us, Otto, that'll be your show.
Right. No, it's perfectly said. You know, I mean, I clearly agree with everything you guys are saying. And I think that's what's important in life. You know, everyone, I think, you know, has this image of how things are supposed to be and what you're, but at the end of the day, if you need someone that might not have the best education or the most money or whatever it might be on paper, but if you work hard enough and you have that passion and that fire, I'm a firm believer in all kinds of things can happen, you know. If you do have that, you know, passion for whatever your thing is, you know, that's always my thing.
You know what? It doesn't matter if you're making pizza in a pizza parlor or cleaning up tables or whatever. If you're engaged in it and you're doing good at it, you're a great human being and you're
absolutely,
as far as I'm concerned.
I totally, you know, 100% agree with you.
I want to go to something Otto has said many times. And the first time he said it, it was so impacting to me. That his father was a professional milkman. And I've never heard it put that way because somebody would turn around and say, what the hell, he was a milkman or he's a sanitation guy. Guess what? He was a professional milkman. And the way you said it, it was so impacting that day because it was very true. That's what he did. He loved it. He did it properly. And that's a profession. You know, he owned it. Your father owned it.
Right.
That's very important.
Absolutely. I think about that all the time. But also, more importantly, something also happened today that warmed my little Bravo loving heart, that the two of you were coined Anderson Cooper and Andy Cohen of the town of North Hempstead. So I feel like my job here is done. I've really just, it's like the ultimate compliment to have, you know, the two of you doing that, because that is certainly quite the duo.
We're going to have to get a toupee. Well,
who was Anderson?
That's my point. We're going to have to get toupee.
Yes, right. Oh, yeah, they both have hair.
All right, next show, guys. We'll work on a little, you know, silver fox toupee. But it's really, it was really.
We got the microphones. Now we got to go for wigs.
That's right, guys. Watch out, world. But in exciting news, everyone can see me. This is not my normal getup. You know, I am all Halloweened out because once again, we're missing another celebration together in studio. But my job is to make it as colorful and as, you know, virtually party as possible. I have our cupcake, our, you know, that we would have. So unfortunately, I'm the one that gets all the calories because I get to sit here and eat it. You know, so I am, you know, I'm certainly Halloweened out, and I want to wish everyone a happy and safe Halloween. And also, last week we missed John Ryan had a birthday, so I had to give a quick shout out to that before we continued, because that is something that would have been a big celebration too. It's certainly a lot to, we're getting a message from Dan that he misses the parties, and I tell him every week, do not worry, because when we do come back, we're coming back with a bang. That's just my spiel. And
it's the truth, because for all the occasions, Christina always had, you know, I mean, the first time I saw her when I was in shock because I didn't know what was coming. But I mean, for all the occasions, for birthdays, for Christmas, for Hanukkah, you name it, Halloween, the place was covered with streamers. And of course, Dan had to clean up, what do you call it, the confetti that she threw.
And he misses it. He misses it. So I'm going to have to go sneak in the studio one day and just sprinkle confetti around just for old time.
I happen to be on Facebook with Christina, and she just topped it this week with her Halloween outfit.
Thank you. Win. Here's my winning mug for the Halloween ball for most creative costume. So
a holiday
trophy, guys.
A holiday or most days do not go by without Christina having some form of celebration. It doesn't have to be a holiday.
And you have to figure out, you know, why I, you know, well, my friends, we were trying to, in my family, these things are such big things. So obviously this year things were different, you know, it wasn't the normal way. But I think it's nice, and people are able to be creative and figure out ways to do these things outside. And listen, I was like determined. I said, I actually had a pretty warm costume on this year. So I powered through outside, which was really, really nice. So, and also my husband was featured on Dr. Oz, which we'll have to give him a shout out.
Ooh.
His video came, actually it was on his birthday last Friday. They showed his, well, I like, excuse me, not his creation, our creation. He might've done the heavy lifting, but you know, I was the visionary behind it, was our Halloween candy shoot, which is a 6-foot tube that, you know, can keep you from the little trick or treater. We'll throw the candy down the chute, and then this way they can take their candy and still get the experience of trick or treating, but we don't have to come in any contact, which is lovely. So that was, you know, that was, guys, we are Anderson Cooper, Andy Cohen, we're on Dr. Oz. I mean, what is happening in this world, you know? But it was really, and also what they said.
Actually, Dan is just sending you a link. Do you have a clip? And I'm thinking of the same thing.
That's right. I will send that certainly over. I have it right to go. I'll definitely send it over to Dan. But what also they said in Dr. Oz, which I thought was so interesting, was that, and also I just have to, before I get to that, my grandfather loved Dr. Oz. So this made it even more special for me, because he was, we used to laugh. We said, when, you know, my grandpa was filling out paperwork to the doctor, like he would say his primary was like Dr. Oz, you know, cause he just loved everything. I used to buy him the magazines and everything. So I was just like, oh, I know Tasso is up there, you know, smiling down on this situation. But what was really nice that Dr. Oz mentioned, you know, was he had this doctor on who was discussing different safe alternatives, you know, and how you can do it, you know, in a safe way. And that's why we were in the segment. But one of the other things he said that I thought was really interesting, he said there were so many seniors that look forward to and get, you know, the vibrancy and the good chi from seeing, you know, little kids running around and getting that energy. So they said, you know, if you still want to do that, they said, your family set up a table and you sit behind it in a chair, and you could actually have pre-packaged bags. So this way there's no sharing of the candy. So, you know, the kid just takes their bag and goes on their way. So it was just, you know, it's nice to see people, you know, kind of thinking outside the box if they, you know, so choose to. And it was just exciting. So we shall see, guys. Hopefully we have a nice day. We've been quite the rainy week or so. So
Saturday should be good.
When is it? Right. You know what it's supposed to be like?
Saturday, I think.
Halloween, Christina?
I think it's supposed to be nice. I stopped looking at the weather because I get myself anxious, but we shall see. So it's just really, it's exciting and it's nice. And like I said, I preach on this show all the time. It's all about thinking outside the box. You know, we're not sure how long we're going to be in this situation. So to kind of figure out safe ways to do things that you love, whatever it might be, I think is certainly wonderful. So
I believe we're going to be in this for a while, quite a while yet. Yeah. I don't see this ending by Christmas or New Year's.
No, and I think you know, and it's the acceptance of it. You know, I have to just also give one of my latest audiobooks I've been listening to is the fabulous Matthew McConaughey, because I love his whole spirit and energy, and his messages are really just absolutely. It's such it's like my therapy in the car when I'm driving to. And he was just saying, you know, just coming to accept it, you know, and this way you're not. You know, he's like, say, all right, it's not going to be done until 5 years, because if you keep thinking, you get yourself all crazy. So, and then if it's done shorter, you know, if things kind of can go back to semi-normal beforehand, you know, it is what it is. So it's something that obviously I myself struggle with. You know, we mentioned this all the time. It's like you get ahead of yourself, but I think of just projecting and saying, all right, like, so this is what's the current situation is. How am I going to figure out, you know, kind of somewhat of a even kilter normal situation. So. That's all I'm trying. I'm trying to listen to the great words of Matthew McConaughey on this. That's it, guys. And North Hempstead is certainly thinking outside the box constantly. And they had a whole bunch of little Halloween events they were doing. They had the fabulous spooky walk and the not so spooky walk they just offered. And it was actually funny. I was going through old photographs for my cousins because I wanted to send them a little Halloween, you know, pictures of us as kids. And I stumbled upon a Polaroid picture of me and my cousins and some family friends at Clark Garden at the Spooky Walk. And, you know, right in the back, it says, I said, little did I know I'd be working for the town of North Hempstead many years later. So I have a proof, it was in the pudding, that somehow this would all work out. So that they did that in North Hempstead. They're also doing a drive-in movie screening of Hotel Transylvania, which will be at North Hempstead Beach Park on Friday, October 30th. The showtime's at 6:30. And then very cool what they're doing on Halloween from 7 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. They're hosting the first ever drone light show at North Hempstead Beach Park. I'm so impressed with how this is going to look, because it's going to be this crazy light show with drones set to music. And it's really for all ages to enjoy. The event is free. It's only for North Hempstead residents. The vehicles are admitted on a first come, first serve basis. There's strict social distancing guidelines and masks and whatnot. And you have to remain in your vehicles unless you're going to the bathroom. So,
have you ever flown a drone?
I have. It's quite.
I have a drone.
My husband had quite the drone phase, you know, when they first came out. And that was quite exciting. That's a story for another day.
we can talk drone in the next segment.
That's right.
There's some good stuff.
You know what? We're going to take our break. And I want to hear both your drone stories. We're going to take the break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.